to tell y'all a wild story. My son was spreading rumors about me earlier. He stepped outside, looks like. He said I used to have a temper. And y'all all know me, right? Can you believe that I would have a temper? I'm telling you, I don't know why he's telling on me like that, but he was. He said I told on him, so he told on me. I told him, you said I had a temper. And how hard it is to believe that now. God is a good God. Amen. I can look back and look at some of my thoughts, and I think, Lord, how could I have been so foolish? I used to have a little ranch and some cows, and we, back in the early 80s, we had a drought. And pastures, they look like this wooden floor here. There wasn't no grass, nowhere. And I caught myself praying, Lord, why don't you just rain on the righteous? Righteous me. Just rain on me, God. You don't have to rain on those old ungodly neighbors of mine. Just rain on me. What a selfish prayer. What an awful way to be. At the time, I didn't know the scripture. But as I prayed that, I heard the Lord say to my spirit, He said, oh, that's easy. That would be easy. Just to rain on the righteous. He said, try raining on the righteous and the unrighteous. Try that. See how you do with that. God doesn't want to bless us. He wants to bless the whole world. He did bless the whole world. For God gave His only begotten Son. For the whole world. Not just us righteous. That's good ones. That's ones that are easy to love. He came for all. And it's not just even us. The world in the fall lost some things. Not just man. And God wants to restore it all. He wants to bring it all back to us. I was don't know when I got this, but it's been about a week ago. I heard the Lord speaking, and he began to tell me how that this was an unprecedented time in our time here on earth. That he wanted to bless and not curse. And he began to tell me he would like for me, and not only me, but you, to begin to look at people in a way that I'd never really done before. And it's not to say that I haven't said good things about people. But this is something different. God says, I want you to look at Jerry the same way that I could meet anybody out here on the street. Treat everybody the same. He says, I'm wanting to bless you. I am wanting to bless you. And I really think it goes back to the Abrahamic covenant with God gave to Abraham. He said, I will bless those who bless you. But then he's telling me that this has been going on for a long time, how to bless. But he said, now is a time, an unprecedented time of blessing. Be able to look at people and love them no matter who they are, what they are doing, and look at them with the same kind of love that I can look at you with. We heard Presley's testimony about how he's known us for however many years, a long time, huh? And how that we've been a part of his family. And I can look at Amanda and Lamont and I can say they're part of the family. And everybody that's come in that's part of the family. Look at God. Tammy back here holding the baby. That's not hard to do, is it? Easy done. But can we go outside these walls and do it? Can we look at everybody and say, I know. I'm pretty sure that I've not been perfect in doing that. I'm pretty sure. I don't know about you. Maybe y'all are better than me. But I don't think God would be telling me this if we didn't think we could do better. He's not getting on to me, and I'm not getting on to you. But I think y'all are wonderful, and I think you do a great job. We got helps gifting here that is goes beyond what people can naturally do. And I'm just telling you that at this time, I think we're in a hundredfold season. The word says there's 60, 30, 60, 100, or in one place, in another place it says 100, 60, 30. I think that we are in a hundredfold time. And if you want less than 100, it's real easy. Just don't bless. You'll get less than 100. But if you want 100, it's also really, really easy. Just bless those that you come across. And let the words that come out of your mouth be a blessing. Even for hard cases like me, speak a good word over me. Amen? Speak a good word. And because God wants to bless you. And I'll read you a scripture so you know I'm not just going crazy here. Let's look in Matthew 5. About to get there. We'll start in 43. It says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Be perfect, like your Father, who blesses all, the righteous, the unrighteous. The blessing is not just for Christians. It is for the world. The blessing is for the world. The blessing is for the world. Don't be like I was. And you don't even have to be like I am. All you have to do is be like our Father, who blesses all, who reigns on all. Try that out. Put that in you. Pipe and smoke it. Huh? Isn't that what they used to say, Jerry? Yeah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. The old timers. That's a good saying. I will bless and not curse. Amen? Amen. I think that maybe some of you have a scripture that you want to share on that, or a thought. If you do, here is your opportunity. I got people looking at one another. Our key example is not here tonight. Miss Kelly is not here. And I've watched her over these months now that we've known her. And she's like, oh, you look nice in blue. You know, your hair may be going every which way. May not have that face made up just right. You might have got your lipstick on crooked. Kelly, she'll say, oh, you look nice in blue. What? And she means it. And she means it. And Miss Linda will say, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless her heart. And she means it. I'm glad you're here. I always like to see your smiling face. She's got a nice smile. You got a nice smile. Yeah, don't use it. Don't use it up or wear it out. Yeah. Used it too much while it was new. Okay. Up.
There are many receiving dreams and visions from the Lord. A lot of people think when they get a dream or a vision or a prophecy or a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, they think, okay, it's because I'm righteous. But he reigns on the just and on the unjust. So when they get the dream, they think also, too, God's given them the interpretation without praying for it. The doctrines that, there are many doctrines out there. And we're supposed to test the spirits because not every spirit is of the Lord. Paul said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is whole, complete doctrine. And a lot of people say, well, everybody believes different. Well, that goes against what Paul said in Scripture. if there wasn't a such thing as sound doctrine, he wouldn't have said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So they're kind of fulfilling that prophecy. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. What I'm saying is, when God reigns on the just and on the unjust, a lot of people are receiving words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecies, dreams, visions. But how many are going to go into perfection? See that scripture that he read in the Greek, it says, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. But a lot of people say that word means mature. Well, let's use that in a sense. Be therefore mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is mature. It still means equal with God. It still means perfect. In the book of Hebrews, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Of the doctrine of baptisms, plural, baptisms, meaning more than one baptism. Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Yes, it is raining right now, but who are taking a hold of the rain? See, many are expecting blessings in the earth, better jobs, things like this. But the Father's eye is on those who have the heart of David, the ones who are seeking the spiritual blessings, because that's the real blessing. That's the eternal blessing. How many are seeking God's sound doctrine? How many are heading towards the resurrection? The power of the resurrection living in you. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. If Jesus is the resurrection, and there's coming a day when there is going to be a first resurrection. In the book of Ephesians, it says that till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Okay? The reason why you had to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ is because he is the resurrection. If he is the resurrection, then we must be as he is. The rain that you're waiting on, stop waiting on it. Take it. The resurrection is now.
Amen. I did a... If you look at the end of chapter 5 in Hebrews and the beginning of chapter 6 that he just quoted, baptisms and all that. It says it's going on. And the rest of that through 13, there's at least 19 therefores. In other words, he would set it up and say, because of this, now do this, or therefore. And those, I looked at that whole thing from that point of chapter 6 on. God is showing us and giving us direction on how to be a mature Christian. So if you ever wanted to do a good study, that's a good study. Amen. We've been talking about you, Miss Kelly. Yeah, we use you as an example. You wasn't here, so. But it was good. Because we're wanting a blessing. So we can't talk bad about you tonight.
Okay, good.
because we want a blessing. We can't complain because you wasn't here, because you're having to work, because your boss is bad, or, you know, none of that. None of that. Amen. Hundredfold. Come say it.
I was just going to say that that was the word in Tallahena. Jack didn't know and wasn't there, but obviously the Holy Spirit was about the hundredfold, how to access things we've been told and believed, and why we're frustrated in the body, how come it hasn't come to pass, not coming to pass. But talked to Kelly about a scripture that I believed we were in before. I think it might have been yesterday, or was it this morning, that I think it might be in Isaiah, I'm not sure, but it's with the days when the reaper will overtake the plowman. So that's just all I wanted to say. Just
praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all are a quiet bunch tonight. Fed you too well. Got a good cook. You can cook that chicken. You're not taking responsibility for that. It's good. Mine was good. And the beans were excellent. Huh? And you didn't cook those either. All right. But you the gatherer. All right. She told me that there's beans and corn dogs in two boxes over there and one plate of just beans. And so if you want to take some home with you, if you don't have some, get you some. If you want to take somebody else, do that. We want it. It needs to all leave tonight, right? Right. Hallelujah. Joy is not here tonight. She gave me a sack of cassettes, I believe, of Joyce Meyer, and said, anybody that wants those cassettes, if you have a cassette player and you like Joyce Meyer, you can have them. They're back there in a bag. And when's the auction coming up? Saturday? Out at the fairgrounds. Hauling stuff out there. Well, that counts me out. Now, Ronnie, you better bless me pretty quick, huh?
I bet you didn't have neither one, so you don't have a weak mind.
Camp Hope's auction. So that is this Saturday, and Ronnie needs help with a strong back. Need to see them all Saturday.
Tomorrow evening and Friday morning. Early as you want to start. I'm starting. 7 o'clock in the morning. You
want to. Praise the Lord.
I was just thinking about that verse today that says, it's Romans 2:4, it says that the goodness of God will lead men to repentance. It's the the goodness.
The goodness of God.
Okay. We had an opportunity yesterday to give an alms, Dave and I did. We knew very well probably what this man was going to do was, you know, not what we would have intended to do, but nevertheless, the Lord told us to bless this man. And it's the goodness of the Lord that leads men to repentance. And that even though, I mean, just to break it all back down, I mean, it's not even really ours to give. It's His. And, you know, we're just the steward of that. And we might see one thing by giving, doing what we're supposed to do. And if we think just in one little box, we might miss the whole picture because the Lord sees the whole thing. And we have no idea. That was just seed.
Yes.
And that was just us being obedient. We have to, you know, we can't just put that man in that box. We can't put God in that box. We just need to do what we have to be weak-minded. We just have to do. And, you know, that goodness of God. I love that verse. I absolutely love it. It's so true. And I've been thinking on that all day. The goodness. You know, I was watching a video this past weekend of a church that had done a little series on blessings here in town. And they had pulled a lady up and she didn't know that she was going to be blessed. And they blessed her and she rightfully deserved to be blessed. But I was just thinking, you know, we will take circumstances and everything else and we'll think, oh, well, that person needs to be blessed. Instead of maybe looking at the one that probably where we don't think they need to be blessed, they need to be blessed much more so because that's called grace. Deserve to be blessed, yes. You know, and I don't know, just maybe not limit ourselves on our idea of who needs to be blessed and who doesn't need to be blessed.
Which of us were worthy when God called us?
So you're saying we need to hear God?
Yeah.
You say that strongly. Yeah.
Hallelujah. What a novel idea. Hear God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'll sit over here. One key thing that God has taught me, being able to love others, is we have to realize ourselves how much God loves us. I think it's virtually impossible to love each other or love others as God intends for us to do until we know Christ's love for us. So, it's a big step. Yes, exactly.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Let's go back to what Paul told the lady where it says that he became all things to all men. What about something like his Savior?
Yes, he did.
He made us what we have to do. We got to get over ourselves. But the old saying is, walk in their shoes.
Yes, amen. I'm glad he loves me and that he loves you too. I'm glad that he rained on you and that you're in a well-watered plain and that you're going to grow and flourish in him. Amen? Amen. Father, we love you and thank you for keeping us straight, keeping us on that good path. Amen. Amen. I think I'm done.